Welcome once again to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes, pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I am founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Well, our previous 12 podcasts, we have been speaking on the subject of Israel and God's covenant with her, Israel's rights to the land of Israel, and how God has brought Israel back, and how that all of the callings for Israel will be fulfilled in this end day. But today we're going a little different direction. We have with us a special guest. Our special guest name is Woody Beaver, and he has a ministry to children. And so there's going to be songs from Woody's new album, and the children will like this. And the adults might find it interesting also. So stay with us for these next few minutes as we introduce now to you Woody. Woody, it's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Pastor David. I thank you for the opportunity to come and speak to the people and the children on this podcast. You know, I have an iPod, and I carry it around. Sometimes the little belt strap gets caught in my fur, but it seems to do a good job, and I carry my podcast around, and I listen to wonderful messages and wonderful songs on my iPod. So again, it's wonderful to be with you today. I just believe that I'll be a blessing to you indeed.
Well, Woody, I understand that you have a new album out for children. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, Pastor David, I'm a born-again beaver, and I just have come to know Jesus, and I love him so very, very much. And I just want to tell other people about Jesus and about his power and about being born again and filled with the Spirit and healing and miracles. And so the Lord has blessed me with some songs that tell and talk about all that Jesus can do for you. And we just believe it'll be a blessing for people.
Well, Woody, could you sing something now for the people that are listening to this podcast?
Well, sure, Pastor David. Here, let me get all my instruments ready. And this first song is Some Make Fun. You know, there are times in life when kids make fun of other kids. But God's got a plan for us, and this song talks about that plan. So I hope everybody enjoys it and is blessed by it. So here comes the song right now.
Some make fun of my tail, well, some make fun of my teeth, but my tail is good for building, my teeth for not
good. You are listening to the Light Church Podcast with David Oakes.
Conceived in the heart of the Lord, made to the specifications of the great I am, created to be a part of his glorious plan. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. Some make fun of my fur. Some make fun of my feet. But my fur is good for warming, my feet for swimming fast. God made me just the way I am, conceived in the heart of the Lord, made to the specifications of the great I am, created to be a part of his glorious plan. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. Yes, sir. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. Conceived in the heart of the Lord.
You are listening to the Light Church Podcast
of the
with
great
David
Oakes. I am created to be a part of his glorious plan. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. Yeah. I'm made from what he saw in his heart. Oh, you better believe that I'm made just like the Master designed me to be made. Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Woody. What a wonderful song. We are so glad to have you here. Could you tell us a little bit about you? And your name is Wood E, that's a middle initial E, Beaver. What exactly does the E stand for, if you wouldn't mind telling us today?
Well, Pastor David, that E stands for eating. I am a wood-eating beaver. And, you know, I enjoy a good meal of Italian twigs and some... I enjoy good Mexican lumber also. You know, those are really two of my favorite kinds of food, Italian and Mexican. And so that's just my middle name, eating. I'm a wood-eating beaver, you know. And, well, glory, hallelujah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Woody. Now, tell me, your CD is available. Is that correct?
Well, yes, Pastor David. My CD is available, and you've been so kind to allow me to sell my CD on your website, and I'll tell that address to everybody. My address is, that you can get the CD at, is www.DavidOaksMinistries, that's DavidOaksMinistries.org, DavidOaksMinistries.org, and you can go on their site and hit the products button, click on it, and it will take you to a products page, and you can buy the CD, The Adventures of Wood E. Beaver, A Musical Romp with a Rodent for Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Well, thank you, Woody. Now, would you happen to have another song for the children and for the people today from your album?
Well, certainly, Pastor David. This next song I'm going to sing is called Two Beavers on the Ark. You know, I thank the Lord, God above, that Noah took on two beavers on that ark, because really and truly, that's where I got my start. If there hadn't have been two beavers that day on the ark, then Woody would not be a beaver. And so I hope everybody enjoys this song and sees the great plan of God in manifestation here. Praise the Lord. Here you go, Two Beavers on the Ark.
Two beavers on the ark.
It was God's plan so that I'd have a start. Have you thought, my friend, God had faith in them when they went in? Two beavers on the ark with their teeth still in, but no holes were not, it was not the plan. Two beavers on the ark, two beavers on the ark. It was God's plan so that I'd have a start. Sets of big teeth on a wooden ark, you see. Yet there wasn't a shipping catastrophe. God had faith in them that they would act accordingly.
You are listening to the Light Church Podcast.
According to
with
his plan,
David
God
Oaks.
Had faith in them that there wouldn't be a shipwreck because of them. Two beavers on the ark, two beavers on the ark. They went in two by two so that I'd have a start. Two beavers on the ark, two beavers on the ark. It was God's plan so that I'd have a start. God has faith in me that I will act accordingly. According to his plan, God has faith in me that there won't be a shipwreck because of me. Two beavers on the ark, two beavers on the ark. They went in two by two so that I'd have a start. Two beavers on the ark, two beavers on the ark. It was God's plan so that I'd have a start. Two beavers on the ark, two beavers on the ark. It was God's plan so that I'd have a start. Two sets of big teeth on a wooden arc.
You are listening to the Light Church Podcast with David Oakes.
Shipping catastrophe. That's right.
Thank you, Woody, for that wonderful song, That God Has Faith in Us. We will perform the task of God, and God is confident that we're going to do it. God's not mad at you, my friend. God has faith in you that you're going to do precisely what God has put you on this earth to do. I'm reminded of a couple of scriptures in Philippians that the Apostle Paul, under the anointing of the Spirit, wrote. And so I think we'll just take a moment, if that's okay with you, Woody, to read those scriptures.
Well, sure, Pastor David. The Word of God is where we get our freedom from.
Well, thank you, Woody. So I'm just going to take a little bit of Woody's time here. The first one is in Philippians, the first chapter, verse 6. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing. Now, Pastor David's reading to you out of the Amplified Bible, so it'll read a little differently if you're looking in your King James Bible. Let me read that again. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. God is at work in us. God is at work to bring about his plan and will. He's developing in us his plan, his will. There is going to be a full working out of it. God is working on our behalf and in us. Now let me read that again. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, the Apostle Paul says, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. You are not going to come up short. You are going to fulfill that which God has for you because God is working in you right now. Well, let's look at another scripture that will do you some good. Look over into chapter 2, if you would please, of Philippians. Notice what it says in verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So the Lord God is working on the inside of us right now so that we will to do what God has designed us to do. Now let me read it to you out of the Amplified Bible. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Well, I believe that's so good, my friends, that we need to say that once again on the Light Church Podcast. Chapter 2, verse 13 of Philippians in the Amplified Bible, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire, both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. You will, my friends, fulfill exactly what God has for you to fulfill. God has confidence in you. God has faith in you. Pastor David has faith in you. Glory be unto God. You will. You might be struggling in some things in your life, but God's at work in you, and God's going to bring some things around, and you're going to see things the way that they ought to be seen. If you need to make some adjustments, God's working in for you to make those adjustments. You are going to complete the task. You're going to fulfill your race. Praise the Lord, and it's going to be done before Jesus comes back. Jesus is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. So he's coming back for you in the church, in the body of Christ, and you are going to be without spot and wrinkle. Pastor David has confidence in the Word of God. Therefore, he has to have confidence in you. Well, that was a good song, Woody. We're so glad that you shared it with us, that God has faith in us. Do you have anything else to say to the people before this podcast comes to a conclusion?
Well, Pastor David, I just thank you so very much for the opportunity to share some of my songs and to say hello to all the people in podcast land. And if you ever need me to come back on, I'll be more than willing to take the time to do it and share a few more songs if that's what you desire and that's what you will. Well, just thank you. And I want everybody to know I'm a rodent for Jesus. And Jesus is Lord.
Well, thank you, Woody. for those words. And I'm going to tell Woody, everybody, once again, how they can get a hold of your materials. In fact, you can find out more about David Oakes Ministries and the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, by logging on to www.davidoaksministries.org. And there you will find a products page. And not only will you find Woody's CD, but you will also find CDs by me that are in English and in Hebrew, and you'll get hear some good Hebrew music. My wife and I go throughout Israel singing concerts in Hebrew on army bases, television, radio, in communities from the north to the south to the east and west of Israel. We are lovers of the Jewish people. We are lovers of Israel. And we are also lovers of Jesus Christ and lovers of the Word of the Living God. So we ask you to join us again on our next podcast as we open up the Word together. And in my final words, I would like to say thank you, Woody, for being with us today. And you can find out more about Woody by logging on to davidoaksministries.org. Be blessed. And thanks for joining us on this podcast. We'll see you again real soon.